Welcome to episode 310 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, if that is your holiday of choice.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, if you celebrated Hanukkah, I believe it's coming to a close.
It is, yes.
Yes, so there's that. Shout out to producer Gerald, he's back today.
Yay.
On the wheels of steel.
Yay.
Behind the glass.
Welcome him back. Everybody clap. Golf clap. Yeah. Do it quietly. It's still early.
Or don't. Or if you're listening in the middle of the day, clap really loud. I hope you have headphones on and no one else knows what's happening. You just break out in applause.
Or maybe you don't like him. So just don't clap at all.
No,
you should always, why you wouldn't like him. He's
always clap back.
Oh.
Always.
Not to be confused with a hollaback.
Hollaback girl?
Yeah.
One Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm. One Gwen.
Love interest of one Blake Shelton.
Which is an odd couple.
A little bit. But I could see it. They're both kind of fun and goofy.
They are kind of fun and goofy. Or maybe they're just faking it. I don't even know.
Maybe they're both dickheads. You're right. I don't know. I've never had the opportunity to
meet either one of them.
Spend any kind of
time. When it comes to old Blake, do you think he's better? Who's your preference, Gwen or Miranda?
I don't like Miranda at all.
You don't?
Mm-mm. Nope. So
like less or more than old Carrie?
Ooh. So I want to start by all those people are very, very attractive.
Okay.
It's not a looks thing, because I think Carrie Underwood especially is very, very pretty. She just seems like a real, real bitch.
Real bitch. Yep.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
She's a good kind of bitch, whatever that means.
But I don't want to spend time with a person like that. Like, I don't think she's hateful. Maybe just conceited.
You think she's just like hoity-toity?
Yeah, I think so. And
like, don't talk to me. You're here to fix my garage.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Or like clean my shoe while I'm standing right here.
Okay. Wearing it.
Wow. Miranda, I don't like, because I think Miranda is, I don't like, maybe too whiny. Like every time I see her in an interview, I feel like she's kind of whining about something. She doesn't seem fun to me.
Isn't that kind of her voice?
Maybe. Her voice pisses me off.
Okay. That's fair.
Now, Gwen is out there. Like, she's strange, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, I don't know. I think she seems fun.
You like strange?
She's Nintendo.
She's Nintendo.
Been doing it their way for quite a while now. Just knows how to have fun. Just cranking them out.
I was just curious, because we started talking about it, so I was just curious.
But I think they're all very attractive people. They're probably all fine outside of... I mean, I can't imagine being famous and having a camera shoved up your ass every 20 seconds. It's got to be excruciating. I mean, you can't do anything without somebody judging how you are as a person.
Yeah.
And that's true. That sucks. So, that's what we're here to do, though.
Judge everybody?
We rank celebrity couples.
Sometimes.
We call it couple rank. With Ryan and Dan. Ranking all the hottest Hollywood couples each week for your pleasure.
I couldn't even tell you half the Hollywood couples, so.
Well, my friend Mr. TMZ could keep you up to date.
Oh, I know he could, but I don't talk to Mr. TMZ.
You should get into that. Jump on that bandwagon.
I'm not a fan of that guy.
Hot celebrity gossip.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, you gotta be. You gotta commit. You can't dabble with TMZ. You have to go full on, or you have to just stay away.
I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do half in, half out.
I get my pop culture information along those lines, celebrities and all that, but when I'm standing in the checkout and flipping through magazines.
That's for sure can't be trusted, though.
Well, some like People magazine, yes.
Yeah. Here's what I want to say about TMZ, no matter how you feel about it, it's very accurate. TMZ is almost never wrong, and they're almost always the first to report anything. If you even go, if you like read articles on whatever Yahoo or MSN or wherever you're reading them, any kind of news thing, almost all of them cite TMZ for breaking the story on almost everything. You can't die and them not know first. It's like TMZ the coroner. It's like the coroner calls TMZ and lets them know. Got a dead celebrity over here if you want to go ahead and publish that. So,
dead
yeah.
celebrities with Ryan and Dan.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do, is talk about anyone who was famous who is now deceased. No context. We just talk about them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we don't even talk about their death, just about their life. Celebrate the life of dead celebrities.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's a celebration of life.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Now, as you can see there on the site, Gerald's showing you TMZ. Rotten with ads.
Yeah.
Just so is the app. Just absolutely just rotten with apps. Or with
I hate ads.
With ads, yeah, it's bad. I'll be scrolling sometimes and I accidentally click it as I'm scrolling through the photo gallery because like every third photo they put a fucking ad.
Uh-huh.
Because they're assholes. And if you don't if you don't swipe the correct way, if your swipe is a little off, next thing you know you're downloading.
Your ads up.
Yep. You're downloading you know, what one of those medieval realms or one of those fucking games like that.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like when I'm on my phone, I won't go to those sites unless it has the one where you can just keep scrolling. If you have to hit next buttons, I'm out. Don't care anymore.
So that's how the normal page is. You can just scroll forever. But when you open a gallery, you have to like. It's what I've seen folks that use. What's the dating app? Where you swipe?
Tinder.
Tinder. It's like Tinder for images. You swipe right. You swipe left. And it's a very, like, there's a very, like, small window of acceptable swipes. There's, like, a small, invisible swipe area down there at the bottom. You can't swipe anywhere else. So, yeah, shout out to TMZ for sponsoring this podcast.
They should, obviously.
They should. That's not true, but they should. I don't think they advertise with anybody.
Highly, I don't think they have to, right?
No, not with the hard-hitting news they're bringing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is our last episode before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I didn't like how I said that. Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas. You like a hard T or no T?
I don't care.
You know it has a T, but...
It does. Yes, because it's like...
It's like Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah.
But you hear some people say Merry Christmas. It's Chris. Like Christmas.
Right.
Which is not a bad name. If your name is Mask. Naming your kid Chris, not a bad move.
So, yeah. No, I don't have a problem with it either way.
Christmas. Which one do you say?
Well, I say Merry Christmas.
Christmas. So you're dropping the T out of there. Mm-hmm. I think I do too. I think that's why it felt weird when I said Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I think most people do.
I don't think anybody says it that way.
Because when you pronounce it that way, the T actually, it actually makes more sense for the T to be silent.
Yeah, Merry Christmas doesn't sound, that doesn't sound good at all. I was very awkward when I said it.
But you also can't say Jesus Chris.
Right. Or you could, I guess. It wouldn't make any sense at all.
People like, wouldn't know who you were talking about, and they wanted to know what the hell Chris did if they heard you say that.
Yeah, if you scream Jesus Chris, someone's looking for a guy named Chris. Because he's hurt. He's bothered someone. He's done something ridiculous. We do wish you a happy holiday, no matter what you celebrate or don't celebrate. Be safe out there. A lot of people traveling. I've decided to not leave the house until after Christmas. Just because I hate people and they're everywhere right now.
They are everywhere. That's true.
I mean, everywhere. And they're all angry at everyone else.
Everything else is everyone else's fault.
I've never been done shopping this early. I don't even know what to do with myself.
No? Oh, I'm done.
Here's how bad it was, because I'm usually a Christmas Eve kind of guy. Here's how bad it was the other day. This is on the 21st, right? I get out of work. It's when my vacation starts. Friday. So I finished working at like 4 or whatever time, because, you know, I was ready to start my vacation. So I just, you know, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the mall to meet Gerald. Because I needed a little drama in my life. And I went to a couple other stores. Just because I needed to... It's almost tradition for me to have to shop when it's stupid.
So when you say you need some drama in your life, was the drama the fact that you were going to the mall at Christmas time?
Oh, absolutely.
Or was it the fact that, like, Gerald had some drama going on?
No, Gerald's drama-free for the most part.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I was a little confused.
Mall was bananas.
Oh, yeah.
There were people just buying those sugar gliders with just... recklessly buying sugar gliders for people because they ran out of gifts They ran out of gift ideas, and those people are set up in the middle.
Well, that's not cool.
Just a line of people buying sugar gliders. I'm like, those are... I don't know that everybody wants a gift like that they have to take care of forever. You don't see people like lining up to just get cats for people.
Right.
But it was wild. There was people everywhere. Now, luckily, we were in and out. And then I left. But yeah, I bounced around to a couple places just because I, you know, same reason I go out on Black Friday, even if I don't need anything, I just like it. But now that I'm out of it, I've decided to not go back.
Not, yeah, good for you.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play games all day.
Okay.
Nonstop Game Fest. For those that don't know, today is my birthday that we're recording. And
so you're celebrating.
I don't really celebrate so much.
Your birthday by playing.
But there's nothing for me to do. You know, like when you become like an adult, no one cares to have you there on their on your birthday.
Right.
And the people that would care are all at work.
Today?
Yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just hanging out. And I did all the laundry yesterday. I'm not going to cook tonight. We're going to go eat. So I'm just hanging out.
Where are you going to eat? Eat
at? Pizza here. Not leaving.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Where are you getting your pizza from?
So there's a little local place down the street. They make a good taco pizza. And I think I'm going to get it from there. I'm going to do a pepperoni, a bacon, and a taco. I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Why are you getting three pizzas?
Well, pepperoni, bacon, and a taco is two pizzas.
Oh, two pizzas. God, I thought you were talking.
It's just two. But I don't have a problem with three pizzas. I mean, I'll get all the pizzas.
Now, taco pizza, do they put lettuce on it?
Very light. Mm. And I don't mean like Subway light when you're like they put a whole fucking salad on it still.
Yeah.
Or
Taco Bell light.
Yeah. Subway, I'm like, hey, can you put just a sprinkle of lettuce on there? They're like, salad? Fuck yeah. I'm like, well, I'll rake all that off. Thanks. No, it's like they sprinkle just a little bit on it. They do diced tomatoes, which I have to 86 those.
Yep.
But they use like a different sauce that's almost like a taco sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know.
And it's super good. They use different cheese for it. And then I believe, I don't have this confirmed, but I mean, you can see it on there. I believe they sprinkle taco seasoning on it very lightly after they put the taco meat on there.
Well, we have a place around here that makes, I don't know, you ever in school and you had the hexagon fiestata pizzas?
Mm-mm. No, we had the
square ones. Was that a thing when you were
in school?
Mm-mm. Mm. Well, they actually make that here. And it's delicious. I love it. But you have to, they don't have it on the menu. You just have to know that they make it and tell them you want a fiestata pizza.
Oh, you got a secret menu item.
Yes.
Secret. I like the secret items at restaurants.
So do I.
There's like websites dedicated to like.
Yep.
Here's the shit you can order that you can't order.
That you didn't think you could order that's not on the menu.
Only the fucking the hipsters know about this stuff. Secret menu items.
Secret menu items.
Maybe we'll start a show about that.
Probably not.
We'll just tell you one item. Each episode will be like a minute and a half long.
Yeah, I just did, by the way.
Yes, yeah, some super hard to find one-off place in New York. Is it a chain?
It's a local chain.
There's multiple, though?
Yes. Perry's Pizza.
Perry. Is Perry around still?
It's Perry with an I.
Oh, shit. Unexpected.
Perry with an I. Didn't see that coming, did you?
Is he or she still around?
I believe so. I think it's named after his daughter.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Whose name is clearly Perina.
Clearly.
I mean, that's got to be,
right?
What
else could it be? Right. There is nothing else.
Right. It's got to be Perina, which is common, a common name, one I hear a lot.
Perina?
So, yeah. It sounds really close to the dog food.
Purina?
Purina. Oh, man. This,
Eums?
So before we start the news that sucks this week, I just want to say next week is going to be the game of the year stuff. If you've forgotten or skipped last week.
Yes.
So, normal episode today. Look, he Perry's Pizza's, they've got a website.
They do.
Oh, it's Perry's.
That's what I said, Perry's.
I know, for some reason I was thinking like Perry Pizza, and you were just calling it Perry's. That's as if it's Perry's Pizza.
Gotcha. Like
it's his / hers. That's a big fucking piece.
They're huge, dude.
Yeah, that's a big piece. They're now, what great. Are those garlic knots?
Yes, they are. There's garlic knots there. They do toasted fried ravioli? Pickles, ravioli.
Ooh, I love some toasted ravioli.
Wings, both boneless and bone-in.
Now, I know this isn't good if you can't see, but what are those items in the middle top?
Those are their cinnamon dough balls.
Okay, those look like egg rolls from where I'm at.
Nope, cinnamon dough balls.
Not the balls, the egg roll looking items that are above the balls.
Oh, those are pizza rolls.
Oh, that's weird. That's what I would get right off the bat.
Pizza rolls? Oh, they're good.
Yeah. I love pizza. I love fried things.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Those look like, I know you can't see people, those look like egg rolls.
They are not. But, they are pizza rolls.
Mm-hmm. Perry's. Perry should expand.
Perry's Pizza. We're all the way down to Tennessee.
Yeah. Let's pop a location in Clarksville. See how it does. Just think about it, Perry. Perry.
Yep. See, there they are, all local to me.
Oh, they've got a handful, though.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Eight establishments. Coming soon. Where's that? Scroll down. You see a Clarksville on there?
No.
Oh, cast your vote. Put in Clarksville. For those who are new, this is a show all about video games. We exclusively talk about video games and nothing but video games.
That's true.
There's no side talk. We don't stray from the topics at hand. It's just information. Show's all about information. Facts.
We stay focused and on topic.
We report every single news story that comes out every single week. No opinions.
Oh. What's ease happening? Up there, bud.
What's happening?
That's not true.
No opinion. None of this has been true. Why is that the thing you keyed in on?
Because I don't want you to make me do more work.
What work is it? I mean, just giving facts is no work. No opinions. That might be the least amount of work.
I don't have an opinion about anything.
It's not true. Anyone who's known you for 12 seconds knows that's not true.
Fair enough.
Thanks for joining us. This show posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services around the world. If you can't find us, you're not trying very hard.
It's true.
Because we're out there.
We are global.
We're Game Stitch Global, LLC. That's what we're changing our name to.
Ooh.
Want more of a worldwide field, you know?
No one told me that.
We didn't have an opinion on anything, so it's fine.
That's true.
See what happened there?
I do. Turn that shitter back around on me.
Yeah.
Done.
Welcome
my to my last Stitch podcast World. Ever. I'm pissed off now. How's that for an opinion?
You're not allowed to have that.
I just did. Changed my mind.
No feels. It's hard to have feelings and not have opinions.
That's true.
Yeah, those kind of go hand in hand. We appreciate you taking time out of your holiday to listen to this show. We know that holidays are busy, but maybe you've got to drive with the grandparents and the kids, and you want to put on something wholesome for them. So we appreciate you just letting us do that. Be that wholesome.
Wholesome family entertainment. So we do.
Family entertainment, yep. Grandparents, we love you.
Especially around Christmas time, there's the Grinch and us.
Mm-hmm. That new Grinch movie looks terrible to me.
I've heard it's terrible.
Yeah. It looks bad. I don't like it. Also, not on the news, but that Sonic poster looked not cool to me too.
You
see that?
Yeah,
that
live action Sonic the Hedgehog poster. Yeah,
not comfortable with that either.
Creepy.
Yep, creepy.
Creepy the Hedgehog.
I don't think I was ever just wanting a live action Sonic, and then after seeing it, I'm like,
not know why.
I really don't think I want that.
It never even occurred to me to do a live action Sonic, and
I think it's like his weird. The weird man legs.
I think it's everything about him.
But look at the leg. Look at the thighs.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you're gonna be a runner, like Sonic is, you usually have some pretty big thighs and calves.
Now, what percentage of that movie does he just run fast?
Not near enough.
Okay. Do you think there's a shoe tie-in?
I do not.
See, that's where I think they're missing the mark. I think you just sell this movie out like Wreck-It Ralph style. You go all in with properties and everything, and he's definitely wearing some shoes that are definitely available when the movie launches.
Right.
Like a pair of like Sonic Adidas.
Sonic Adidas? No, don't fuck up Adidas with Sonic shoes.
Or Adidas.
Give them fucking Nikes.
Nike will never go for it. What about Pumas? Because they like fun things.
No, yeah, they do. Puma would actually probably be a good fit, but fuck it. Just go New Balance.
Vans. Vans will make them. It won't be any fun. Like, I need a shoe you could run fast in.
Asics.
I could do Asics. Look, there's a Puma Sega Sonic shoe that already exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's a loafer. I don't like that. Would you wear shoes that were Sonic branded?
Would I?
Yes.
No.
What if you couldn't really tell? Like, what about that shoe there?
No.
I'd wear that shoe. With a pant that came down and covered that, I don't think you would see it. Check out those Ponics. Those Ponics.
Yeah, those are those sweet.
Sonic Pumas is what I was trying to say.
I'm still going with no.
You don't like fun? You wear a solid black restaurant shoe?
I do not. But I don't want
fun shoes.
I don't want to wear Sonic the Hedgehog sneakers, no.
Is it because you don't like them or you're worried about what others would think?
It's because I don't like them. I don't care what others think.
You don't want to be a Genesis kid. I get it.
It has nothing to do with that. I think I don't want to wear the ugly fucking shoes that I don't care about.
Those red ones are not good. The ones that look like loafers that he wears. No way you could run that fast in a loafer.
Or I guess slip on. If you got those legs, you could.
No, you got to lace that thing up. There's no way that he's Velcroing or slip on. He kicked those bitches off mid stride, and then you'd be barefoot.
I hope he ties his shoes too. Like, what does he do if his shoe comes untied? You never see him having to tie his shoe. I call bullshit.
Double knot, for sure.
I call bullshit
for sure. Double knot. This is common practice of all hedgehogs to double knot their shoes.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
This has been Zoology Corner with Ryan and Dan.
This has been your hedgehog talk. All things hedgehog. We get right to the point. Is that that's a good catchphrase for hedgehog
talk? For a hedgehog, right to the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one works.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't know anything about hedgehogs, though.
You know, they got them points on their back.
They do.
And they run fast.
And they'll let you just hold them on their back, too, or they'll just show you their belly.
It's so weird that they decided, because really, hedgehogs aren't really that fast.
That's what makes it funny.
So.
It's weird they went with Sonic. He could have been like Sonic the Prairie Dog.
Sonic the Sloth.
Yeah.
That would be funny, because sloths are not fast. Oh, that's too on that?
Yeah, that's too ironic. Hedgehogs fall somewhere in the middle. People keep hedgehogs as pets, I believe.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But I wouldn't know. What do you do with them? Like having a hamster with fucking spikes on his back?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand it either. I mean, they're not always up. I mean, but.
If I was a hedgehog, mine would always be up, if you know what I'm saying. What do they eat? Bugs?
Food.
Grass?
I think they eat, like, hamster food and stuff.
They graze? Does anyone know if a hedgehog grazes?
I don't think it grazes. I think it eats bugs.
Look at that picture of the hand that was just holding the ball. If you walked up and found that in the field, no fucking way you pick that up.
No, it doesn't happen. I agree.
There's no way anyone ever reached down and picked that thing up. And if you did pick it up and it moved, you'd be like, holy Jesus, Chris.
Right.
put that thing away. It's alive.
Yeah.
It's a moving death pine cone. It looks like a big version of those things that fall from the trees that are those spiky balls.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Oh, what is that?
That's disturbing. That's a skeleton. Things without skin and fur and insides are gross looking. Let's jump into the news.
Go for
the,
it.
The hot news of the week of Christmas.
Well, I got to say one thing, though. I need to let you and the listeners know. I finally started The Inpatient.
Oh, yeah. You did. Now, you haven't played it since?
No. Because I had to. I catered a wedding yesterday, and I've had to prep because apparently it turns out we're hosting 3 Christmas parties at our house this year. So,
ooh, that's 3 too many for the for those keeping track at home.
So I've had some shit going on. I keep wanting to get back to it, but then I got to do this and do that and the other thing. So,
once you finally got into it, you would be I got to finish it.
I do want to finish it, but I'm scared. This game's scary.
That game is a mind fuck, and.
When I'm walking through the hall, the first time it happened, the first scare I got.
Let me just say, for those who haven't played the game, fuck the hallway. Nothing good ever fucking happens in the hallway. That game messes with you in a a fun kind of way. I think you'll like the story goes places. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I played it for, I think, a little over an hour.
Yeah, I don't remember how long it is, maybe 5-6 hours. But a lot of that is because the movement speed is pretty slow.
Right, right.
There's no run or anything, even if you're terrified.
Yeah, you just get to go.
And I think that's what makes it so uncomfortable, because you were saying that you want to shit your pants.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that game made me want to shit my pants, too. And then the idea that you can't go any faster than that person would go.
Right.
I found to be very unsettling, because I would be full sprint for most of that game. So,
oh, yeah. I'd be balls out.
Yeah, that game goes some places. That's a fun one. It's been really cheap, too, for anyone who has VR that hasn't picked it up. I know a lot of people getting VR for the holiday. The $199 bundle has been very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to work in a yawn right there. I fit it right in.
So, yeah, The Inpatient. I know you've been wanting someone to play it, so you had someone to talk about it with, and I've started it, and yeah.
Yep. Need to finish that thing. You'll like it. I might play some VR today. I think I may jump into Darasine.
Going to give that one a shot finally, huh?
Dardine. Yeah. I think so. I've got it installed, ready to go. There's some other stuff. I know Howard is getting VR for Christmas.
Yes, he is.
So I know we'll be playing some multiplayer stuff real soon. So I think I want to do some. I want to knock out some of the single player stuff that I have just waiting. I've got so many games for it, but I think over the next couple days, if I don't leave the house, I could probably beat Darasine.
Mm-hmm.
Darachan.
If you just stay in it.
I'll probably do it in 2 settings. I find that to be the most pleasurable way for me to play VR is, 3-4 hours at a time.
Yes, I agree.
Beat Saber released a new song, so I want to get in there and check it out. I want to beat the Sabers real hard. Cool. Looking forward to that. So
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a... I want them to add some licensed music that I know, some pop hits. I think that game would be real fun with some music I knew. It's enjoyable with music I don't know. So
there's some music like some Baby Hit Me One More Time, Brittany. Yeah,
uh-huh, that's clearly what I meant. Toxic. Oh, another Britney Spears classic.
Another classic. Has she had any other classics?
Oh yeah, she's had many classics.
Are they classics or were they just hits? There's a difference.
No, at this point, they're classics.
I think Baby Hit Me One More Time probably has to be a classic because that's the one that introduced Britney Spears to the world.
What about Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera? You feel the same way about that one?
I'd say that's a classic, yes.
Okay.
And I actually like that song better.
She's clearly the more talented of the two.
Who, Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
She can actually sing.
And she can act.
I don't mean to disrespect Britney, but...
Like, she was in Burlesque, which wasn't a bad movie. Mm-hmm. And Britney was in fucking Crossroads, which is a horrible fucking movie.
Now, how do you feel about... I'm Britney, bitch. How do you feel about that statement?
Yeah, I don't... whatever. I mean, I know you're...
It Britney. Didn't suit the personality.
Right.
But that's like her catchphrase.
I don't know. And it's so weird about... Britney Spears, like, there's no in-between with her. It's like she's either, like, oh, I'm a super innocent country southern girl, or I'm a fucking whore. I mean, there's, like, no in-between.
Whoa. Whoa, I don't know anything about her being a whore.
You know what I mean. I mean, like, as, her, as far as her persona, she tries to give off.
That toxic video, she had her underwear outside of her pants.
Right. But she's there's not, like, an in-between in any of her personas, which is probably, she probably... is probably somewhere more in there.
Could you wear your underwear outside your pants under any other circumstances?
I don't know that you can in the toxic video, to be honest with you.
No, that video was fun. That video was super hot at the time. But could you just put a pair of Speedos over your jeans and go buy some milk?
Yes, you could.
But not without people going, what is happening?
Why do you have, right? I mean, people would have questions, yes. But yes, you could.
Maybe that's not the right video.
I don't think
in
it
one
is.
Of the videos.
Toxic's the one where she's a stewardess.
Oh. Yeah, that's not the right video. Maybe search for Britney underwear pants. That's how my Google search works.
This is going to go so bad.
Listen, my Google searches are just keywords, right? They're just Britney underwear pants. Yeah, right there, that second picture.
That one right there?
Yeah, see, they're on the outside of the leather pants.
Oh, yeah, they are. That's not toxic, though. That's a... Oh.
I don't know what video... I don't know. See if you can figure out what song that's from.
It's a slave to you?
Oh,
slave,
yeah. Is that it?
I'm a slave to you? Slave for you. I'm a slave for you.
Oh, the number four, too. Which I'm super uncomfortable
I'm
with.
I'm a... slave for you.
She's hot right there, but if you wore that same outfit to the market,
I could not get away with that outfit.
No. I don't even know if she could get away with that outfit outside of that video.
I don't know. That's like the 50 Shades. Everybody loves the 50 Shades stuff, or they did. They were a big thing. Let me tell you something about 50 Shades. The only reason anybody likes that, any woman is enamored with that, is because it is a billionaire. If that is a dude a garbage man who lives in a trailer, it becomes a criminal. It becomes a crime.
Yeah, if I just have that, if I've had a sex dungeon in my house and I, like, lay tile for a living.
Right.
No offense to tile layers. Oh, this Christina versus Britney thing is a thing I didn't even know. That's a big thing, huh?
Are they, like, who's better? Are they?
Yeah.
I don't realize I ever had any sort of feud. Was it? Is it not a feud? Is it just people trying to create a feud?
I believe so.
Yeah.
It's just people who would never have a chance to spend any time with either one of them deciding which one they'd rather bang.
Yeah.
What a weird thing. people are kind of gross.
People are super gross.
Yeah, they're kind of gross. Speaking of gross, let's talk about the news. Our first story, Telltale's Walking Dead final season, the last two episodes, are going to come on PC exclusive to the Epic Game Store. Epic Game Store making some big moves since launching during the Game Awards with just a few games on there. But they've Skybound Games has announced the final two episodes for the PC will be exclusive to Epic Game Stores. And they are also adding back episodes 1 and 2. To their store, so you'll be able to get the entire last season. This does not apply to anyone who has already purchased the season pass for the final season. If you purchase the season pass through the Steam store or wherever, you'll still get it on there. But if you're buying the new episodes, it obviously also does not have anything to do with the console versions.
Right.
So this is just for new PC people.
So, yeah, I guess it shows that Epic's willing to just make moves for their store.
Well, I think this does a couple things. I think this shows Skybound was obviously did the right thing by finishing this game.
Yes, I agree with that.
Epic probably offered them some cash to get the exclusive rights, which helps them finish a game when they weren't planning on having to make.
Yeah.
I think it's just good for everybody. I think it's good for, I mean, at this point, I think people just want to see what the last season's about.
And see what happens, yeah.
It's turned into such a train wreck Telltale has that people can't look away. I think people will buy this just to be like, oh yeah, that actually wasn't that bad, or that was hot garbage like I knew it would be, or
whatever.
Just to see what someone besides Telltale, how they make a Telltale game.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be just like the others. I'm sure they
are I'm sure they're not changing it too much. You can't at this point. I mean, really?
Probably turn it into like a simulation, RTS.
No, it's probably going to be a roguelike.
Yeah, ooh. Like that. I ain't mad at that at all. Maybe a... Oh, that's what it is. I was going to say maybe just a narrative point and click, but then I realized that's what... that actually adds up.
It is that.
Yep, yep. Now, this next story I pulled for a couple of reasons. First off, I don't like the title of it.
Yeah.
Well, the story. I mean, someone's really not feeling in some sort of way about this character. So
somebody's
I pulled
an
it
asshole.
Also, I pulled this because I hate the internet.
Okay.
And I almost hate that this is happening. So let me give you the story here. Insomniac Spider-Man. You've ever heard of that? Marvel's Spider-Man? Insomniac's Marvel's Spider-Man?
I have, yes.
I don't like to say those. Insomniac's Marvel's Spider-Man. That's too much. People like that game, right? They've had a lot of DLC support.
Mm-hmm.
They've got suits out the wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some deep cuts for as far as the suits go, too. Like, you got to be a Spider-Man fan to know what some of these suits are.
Yes.
But the suit that everyone has wanted is the suit from Tommy Maguire, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, the story is not that you're getting the suit. You're getting the suit. It's out now. It's free. You can go download it. The story is the fucking internet, who are sending death threats to the community manager for Insomniac over wanting this suit.
Yes.
And obviously this is something, you know, it got out of control like 2 weeks ago. It wasn't as if they made this suit in 2 weeks and just cranked it out, you know, shit it out. You know, I'm sure it was something they're working on, but if I worked at Insomniac, especially if I ran Insomniac, I would have shelved this bitch.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put it out either. I'd have been like, you know what? You guys want to be assholes? You don't get your prize.
I would have posted a video of the suit running and then me deleting the fucking files for it. Run your mouth again. We'll delete the whole fucking game. I'll blow this bitch up.
Yeah.
Because now what's happened is this internet outrage.
I think that they had something to do with it.
This outrage culture, yeah, they think they got it done. And I got a big problem with that. Also, every article I read everywhere is like, the shittiest Spider-Man movies ever now has the suit in the game. I'm like, those movies were, I mean, made a lot of money. All these people who like to shit on them sure went to see them.
Oh, yeah. No, they weren't the worst movies.
No. People are hard on Tobes Maguire.
For no reason. I think the Amazing series was...
Is that the Andrew Garfield?
Yeah. What was worse than...
I can't keep up with them.
For one thing, Andrew Garfield... Tobey Maguire was older, but he could pull off a teenager. And Andrew Garfield, he like looks 30. Like in the movie, he looks 30. You're like, this is not a kid. It's not a high schooler. That's a fucking 30-year-old. He should be a teacher.
A lot of people don't like Tobey Maguire. I have a fondness for Tobey Maguire.
I don't know why either. They don't.
Tobey Maguire's been in a few movies of substance, I would say, right?
Well, the Spider-Man movies, you could go with those.
The Spider-Man movies. Seabiscuit, no matter how you feel about it, was very popular.
Seabiscuit was popular.
He's been in a handful of movies that were relatively popular.
Yes.
He hangs out with, like, the who's of Hollywood.
Yeah, he has, like, for years.
He's, like, best friends with, like, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and Leo DiCaprio.
And Leo, yep.
They had this fucking underground, like, poker thing that was happening. That was all at Toby's house. Like, I don't know. There's something about that guy that's like, I don't even think he deserves to be in the company with some of these people. It's
but
like they
is.
Just want him around.
Yeah.
He looks good. Look, those three together.
Right.
He might look the best.
Oh, I don't know. I think he might look the best.
So we could both agree that Andrew Garfield, the worst.
I think Tom Holland plays the best Spider-Man, but if they're just standing there,
Oh, the suit, that is the coolest suit.
Yeah, yeah, I like that suit the best.
That middle suit, Tom Holland's suit, looks like I made it.
That was made by Tony Stark.
I don't mean that in a bad way. It just looks like I made it. Shout out to Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I'm okay with Toby. Anybody who don't like Toby, we got problems. I don't mind Toby.
If you don't like Toby, you don't like me.
That's right. Yeah, I don't have any problem. He did a lot of good indie stuff when he was first coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He really did.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't have a problem with Toby.
I have a problem with people who want to throw around anonymous death threats on the internet to get a fucking costume for a video game.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you were people doing that, you should stop. Also, you should fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even want your ears listening to this show if you're one of those people that think you should threaten the fucking community manager too.
Yeah, there's no reason to be. You don't threaten people. Just don't do it. Don't be a fucking asshole.
But you're also threatening a person that has absolute.
He's
if
the running
community
the fucking
manager,
thread, people.
Right. Even if the community manager is like, you know what, you're right. He would walk in someone's office and go, hey, people want this. And they're going to go, all right, go tweet or something.
Yeah, that's sweet. Get back to the forums.
Yeah.
That's what we pay you for.
Send out some more of those fucking emails talking about the next DLC chapters out.
Yeah, no, if it was me, I wouldn't have released it. I would have done exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. Showed it in action.
Deleted that shit.
And then say, this was just a test.
Threaten this, and then I'd pull my junk out.
I wouldn't do that. That's
post it right on
the internet. That could be criminal.
No, you can show your junk online. Trust me, I've seen some stuff online.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but at the very least, you probably lose your job.
Oh, for sure, you're fired. But is that the job you want if people are threatening your life? Anyways,
I don't. Yeah. I guess I see that. I don't know.
Yeah, the suit's available for free now. I think they position it as a holiday gift, more like a gift for all you fuck faces.
Yeah, people are assholes. And they now said, though some people it won't be enough. They'll be complaining about something else later.
Yeah, I hate those people.
Oh, me too.
The last major DLC was also released on the 21st.
Yes, it
Silver
was.
Silver Lining. So that's
that
the completion
that
of the city that
never- you. Yep,
City
that
never sleeps.
Actually haven't been reviewing well.
I heard there's three, right? I heard the first two were all right. I heard this last one drops the ball a little bit.
I heard they were all pretty much just more of the same and don't bring anything new.
Yeah, I've read some different stuff about the first two, kind of building the story up, and it just kind of falls flat. I want to check them out. I don't know that I ever will. I want to check them out, though. The next story, Sony stealth launched a Lemmings game.
If you're into that, I was never a Lemmings guy.
I like Lemmings. The problem is they stealth launched it on a cell phone. And that I'm not into. Without warning, Sony launched a brand new Lemmings game for mobile. Simply titled Lemmings. The game is out now for iOS and Android. It is a free-to-play. It does have microtransactions if you want them, though. It appears that the game attempts to stay true to the Lemmings releases from the 90s while modernizing the series for mobile devices. They posted on the PlayStation blog, developer Sad Puppy: we designed the levels to be played in portrait orientation, as that is the most comfortable position to hold a device in one hand. Sir, you can't decide that for me. Maybe I'm a psychopath and enjoy holding mine with one hand, a landscape.
Mm.
I liked Lemmings back in the day.
I was never a Lemmings fan.
It's a shame they didn't put this on Vita, just because. I mean, I know it's dead. It's dead to them. But this feels like it would have been good on... Maybe it was at some point a Vita game. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm never going to play it.
I won't either.
I'm not
going to
say that.
Games.
I might play it if I get real bored sometimes.
I don't play cell phone games.
Yeah, I do sometimes, but just a few of them. The first Lemmings game came out for the Amiga back in 1991.
Long time ago.
Before being ported to a number of other devices. So, yeah, there you go. Dreams, another game you're not going to play.
Another game I'm not going to play.
It's a list of games Dan isn't going to play in 2019. There's a Dream beta. Turns out the only way to get into the first beta is to have been signed up for their mailing list before December 7th, I think it was. Uh-huh. and then you had to go in, sign up. They're going to send emails out to people. It won't be everybody. Then they're going to do an open, anyone can sign up for it, beta. That will, signups will begin for that one on January 4th. So the first one was only for everyone who had been a part of the mailing list and then requested it and then got selected. The new one will be January 4th. It is still a beta sign up, so it's not open open. It's open as if anyone can sign up. It's not open
and then
as
you
if
get chosen.
Both of these trials have an NDA, so don't expect to see any streaming or anything like that. More than generic ass thoughts about the game. And then they do say, though, that they're going to try to take everything that is made during this beta time and include it when the game launches.
That's cool.
So if you know anything about these creation type games, it's an opportunity to have your stuff play, because when people first open it, they want to play something immediately.
Right.
So to go in and create now would get you a head start on some of that, especially if there's trophies tied to getting so many plays and stuff like there typically is for Little Big Planet. So,
are you signed up for the mailing list in the beta?
So I used to be signed up for the mailing list. I used to send a million emails out about Tearaway, though. So I filled some sort of way one day about Tearaway, and they sent me another email asking me to buy Tearaway, and I'd already bought it on Vita and PS4, so I just fucking unsubscribed.
Unsubscribe.
So no, I am not. We still have no idea when Dreams is coming out. They say 2019. I hope and pray that Dreams will also be a PS5 game. I would rather them just delay it till PS5, but if they're going to put it out, I hope they put it out on both. Seems at this point it's been so long, why not wait?
Yeah.
Finally, a story you care about.
I hate today. I hate this news day. I hate it.
Epic has finally launched a merch store. So you can now finally get that onesie, that Durberger onesie that you've been wanting to go to bed in.
Yep, it's $60. Next story.
Do you feel like that's a good price for a onesie?
I don't know. I feel like a dollar is too much for a onesie.
Yeah, I'm pretty anti-onesie myself.
Because I'm not a onesie guy.
$70 also.
$70? I thought it was $60.
$70.
Oh, yeah, they're selling a hoodie for $60. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, hoodie $60. Looks like a lot of shirts available for $25 a piece. Uh-huh. It's a pretty limited storefront for now, but you can only imagine it's going to get whack. It's going to get full of stuff. It's weird that it's taking this long.
Yeah, I guess.
Them bootleg Fortnite shirts I see everywhere.
Yeah.
I see those little vendors that set up in the middle of the mall that sell like all the fake shirts. They have like tons of Victory Royale and Fortnite shirts. Just kids, parents lined up to buy them.
Neato.
This next story pisses me off. Maybe not for the reasons that it pisses you off. I don't know. I don't know your stance on this. I'm about to find out, though.
Okay.
I've had one hardcore discussion this week already about this story.
Have you?
I have. So, lawsuits in video games are not, that's not new. It's not a new idea. Both ways. A lot of people suing, making games, a lot of people suing the game maker, developers, publishers, everything.
It goes both ways, yeah.
But these Fortnite lawsuits are out of control. So, everyone has jumped on the bandwagon of suing for dance moves that are being stolen and used as emotes in Fortnite.
Yes.
So I believe the first lawsuit was from Terrence Ferguson for stealing the Millie Rock.
Yep.
Followed very quickly by one Carlton.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Of AFV fan.
Yes.
Then swiftly followed by the backpack kid.
Yes.
A lot of people say the creator of the floss. But I want to say that a lot of people are disputing that and saying he made the floss famous, not the creator.
Not
he claims to be the creator, but a lot of people saying not. I'm going to tell you where I stand on it. Let's see where you stand on it. Then we'll just talk about the logistics of this whole thing.
Here's the thing is Fortnite. I don't know in the case of Backpack Kid. I know Backpack Kid made it famous. Did Fortnite steal those dances? Probably. It looks like it. But without Fortnite, those dances aren't relevant. So, the Floss Kid came out and did one Katy Perry's concert or whatever. Mm-hmm. We never heard from again. Now, all of a sudden, he's back in the news now. Why? Because of Fortnite. Because they stole his dance. So, it seems to me that there needs to be some recognition on both parts. That they need to say, look, yes, we did take your dance. We'll give you this for the dance. Because they're making gazillions off the dance. So they've got money to, you know, but hey, you know what? We help make you relevant. Alfonso Rivero hasn't been heard from since he did Dancing with the Stars how many years ago?
He's on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, he is?
He's the host, yeah.
Whatever. I don't watch that.
I don't disagree with you, but yeah, he is on there.
But and before that, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which was in the fucking early 90s. So, you can't just be jumping, oh, you stole my dance, blah. Okay, well, the thing is without them stealing your dance, you're nothing. So why would you sue them? Why would you do that? If you went about it properly, all right, that could be just money in the bank. Don't go straight to being an asshole about it. Because they're helping you be relevant.
So we're not that Farley. That's not even a thing. We're not that
we're not that Farley away.
We're more closely aligned than I might have thought we would be. So I do want to say the Carlton, which is what most people know that dance by, yes, in the game is called The Fresh.
Yes.
A clear nod to where it came from.
Right.
Now, the Millie Rock is called Swipe It. I don't know that would translate. The right. Floss is called The Floss.
Yes, it is.
So it carries its name. So I pretty much have the same stance as you. If the people would like recognition, if Millie Rock would like it to be called the Millie Rock,
mm-hmm,
and then they would like Fortnite or Epic to use that name and then pay some sort of royalty, I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I assume that is his dance. That is, Millie Rock is his thing. The best I can tell, that group of moves he created.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where I got a problem with it. So the Scrub Dance is another one, but they haven't filed a lawsuit. But that's in the game also.
Right.
I want to say the three of these, none of them own the copyright to this dance.
Right.
Alfonso has applied for it before launching the lawsuit, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But does not have it. So here's where I really have a problem. Because if he sued and got money, if I was Warner Brothers or Universal or whoever the fuck owns Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I would then sue him.
Right.
And take his fucking money because I'm not even certain he owns that.
Right.
How can you own something? Because he doesn't own the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
He doesn't own the character Carlton. It's not even his dance.
Well, we don't know. He may have come up with a dance because he was a dancer and singer. He may have come up with a dance for that episode.
There's a video, you can find it on TMZ. There's a video from 2012 in which he said he did not create the dance. It was a mashup between, I believe, Courtney Love and Eddie Murphy of things, of bits that they had done. He's on camera saying that he stole that from them. And then his lawyer immediately said he didn't mean stole. He just meant that those were influences. So it's all a hot mess. The Backpack Kid, I mean, I tell you, there is video evidence that he did not create the floss.
Right.
He's out there he also has, like, I watched a BuzzFeed video from, like, I don't know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, where he was, like, watching people do real life Fortnite dances of the floss and, like, Love and Life.
Yeah.
So if you want to sue me so that I have to pay you, I will, and then you can pay me everything you've made since it because you're the fucking Backpack Kid.
To be fair, it's his mother that has decided to sue. He's not old enough.
Well, and he said that he doesn't have a feeling one way or the other. He's letting the adults handle it. They feel he's being taken advantage of. Keeping him relevant and popular, if that's taken advantage of it, then guilty as charged, I guess.
Right.
Plus that, he creeps me out.
Who?
Backpack Kid.
Oh, no kidding. He's, you know, he looks like King Joffrey in Game of Thrones.
He looks, he does. He also reminds me of like Eminem's third cousin. Yeah. Which I also have a problem with. Now, none of the three, like I said, have copyrights on the dance. If you call it the Carlton, I'm sure there's money owed to someone.
Right.
I'm almost positive that there is. But there are other games who use these exact same dances.
Right.
And no one threw a fit about those.
Because those weren't the super popular ones.
The debate, I'll call it a debate, that was had earlier was because the other party kept saying they just want recognition. I'm like, no one's fucking suing for recognition.
No.
Let's be clear. Because I'm sure if all they wanted was a shout out, Epic could do that for them. But it's very hard in the U.S. to copyright a dance.
Well, yeah.
You know, some Insta model, some Instagram model doing the Carlton becomes famous for it. Does she owe money? So, the thing that made, what's the one that's married to? Kate Upton. She did the Cat Daddy.
Yes.
That's more or less where her career like really blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Does she owe them money? Does she owe the creator?
I mean, like I said,
she made money from that.
I know she made money from that, but there's a symbiotic relationship there that one can't happen without the other, and vice versa. So why not just come to some agreement? And why does everybody, I'm going to sue you? Okay, why don't you just ask? Why don't you just say, hey, that's kind of the dance I'm famous for. Is there a chance, you know?
Well, maybe they did, and maybe they were like, yeah, let me get something. Yeah, they just pulled a middle finger out of their pocket.
I guess that could be, but.
There's Kate Upton doing the Cat Daddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like this at all. And here's what I have a problem with. And I know that I took it to an extreme. But what happens when Rocket League gets sued because their car sounds like my car in real life?
Right.
So Nissan's suing now because the Dominus sounds a little too much like the GTR in real life. And they said, no, I created this sound. I said, yeah, but it sounds just like mine, so you have to pull that out or pay me. Either one.
Right. Yeah, I know. It probably is an extreme.
But where does it end?
That's the kind of doors that get opened that people don't think about when they do these things.
That's what I have a problem with more than this. Like, you're fucking with something that could open the floodgates and kill creativity.
Right.
And that I don't like at all.
Out of fear of retribution of some sort.
Right. I mean, these will never go to court. They'll just cut them a check. It is what it is. But I don't like this at all. And you know what I would do if I was Epic? I'd say, not a problem. I jerked their fucking dances in, and I put someone who wanted to be in and relevant back in.
Right.
Because for every person that's going to sue, there's fucking 10,000 that'll stand up, throw their hand up in there, and say, please choose my dance, and you don't need to owe me anything.
Because I'm in Fortnite.
Right. Because I came up with a dance that's in Fortnite. I'll be famous now. I'll take my 15 minutes, please.
Yep.
Please and thank you. I got a big problem with this story.
I
don't like it. I don't like it at all. Really pisses me off. I just got off of PlayStation Network the other night. I just held in the middle of someone else talking, I just held the power key and entered rest mode. That's how done I was with that conversation.
Oh, you talked to?
I was talking to Patman and Howard.
Also
shout out to Howard for giving me NASCAR Heat 3.
Yes, you did.
I just wasn't. Sometimes a debate turns into, like, you need to see my side.
Yep.
I'm not really about that. I'm perfectly fine with you thinking your thing and me thinking my thing. And as long as you're not trying to change me, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's anything people should know about me is I'm pretty much going to feel the way I feel no matter. Even if you make some really good points, it really doesn't make any difference. I've already made my mind up.
True.
So if you say your side and then I say my side and you're like, yeah, it's all a big mess, and then we move on, I have no problem with that. But when you're like, you're wrong, it's got to be my way, which is what was happening between the two of them. They were going back and forth. This didn't really involve me that much. I was adding my little snippets here and there, but mm-hmm. those two were going back and forth. Because Patman was stuck on that it was for honor. Like, they needed to, all they wanted was recognition. And I'm like, not a single motherfucker suing for pride.
Right.
They all want them to back that dump truck of money up, dump it off. But they were just going back and forth, and I told...
And what honor? About the thing about... I get what he's saying about the for honor. The problem is all they did was get put in someone else. I mean...
Well, he's saying they should have called them what they are. I'm like, well, then they would have had to pay.
Right.
Like, if you called it the Carlton, I'm sure NBC or Universal or, like I said, whoever the fuck owns that, Warner Brothers, I'm sure then they would like their money.
Yeah.
But if you call it the Millie Rock, I'm sure you would have had to pay him. And maybe that's the easiest solution, is to call them what they are and pay them.
Yeah, it might be. But
then it gets sticky, because I don't know that the Backpack Kid actually owns that. So if you pay the Backpack Kid and someone else is like, I created the floss 20 years ago.
And here's the thing. You give the Backpack Kid money, you know, well, the only reason he made that dance famous was because of Katy Perry. So now does Katy Perry sue Backpack Kid?
I hope somebody sues Backpack Kid.
Me too.
Also, the Backpack Kid's like 17.
I hope they take his fucking backpack too.
He's like grown. How's JanSport or somebody not have him flossing for a commercial? I feel like it's a little bit of a missed mark.
Yeah.
If I sold backpacks, man, I'd be all over him.
He's literally Backpack Kid.
Yeah.
That's right.
You get him in one JanSport and then he's the JanSport Backpack Kid.
Yeah.
Get him in an LL Bean backpack, you know?
Ooh, no, LL Bean does not need, no. No, they don't need Backpack Kid.
Just to be clear, no one, and I mean no one,
no
needs
one.
A Backpack Kid. I don't like this lawsuit. Fucking stinks.
Yeah, we get it.
Life is Strange.
I get it.
2, episode 2, has a release date.
Yes, it does.
Did you finish the first episode? I don't remember.
I did not. I'm halfway through it.
Okay.
I need to. I'm just not quite as into this one as I was before. It seems to be going kind of slow, so I will try it. I feel like it's going to get better, but I just haven't. I do need to finish it. I do want to finish it. I will finish it before the 24th.
It's called Rules, and it will launch on January 24th. Episode 1 was called Roads, and it was released at the end of September. The weird thing about this story, and I left it out here, so it's the write-up that you see here, and underneath that, it was like the plot points from episode 2, and I thought that was weird that they released that.
Plot points from episode 2?
Yeah, like they, when they announced the date, they also released like where the story's going.
Huh.
That's weird to me.
Well, that kind of makes sense to me, because... After playing the first, you don't know where you don't know what's happening.
Isn't that the point, though?
Yes, but no, but it's still, I think the problem with the first one is that maybe it wasn't just me that had the problem, but you're right. It doesn't give you all the ideas of where it's going, but it doesn't give you enough to tell you where it's going. You know, anytime you watch a movie, part of watching the movie or TV show is the familiarity of the setup. You know, your first act, your second act, your third act. You know, bad guys lose, good guys win. You have none of that with the first episode, and you're not really sure. There's none of that familiarity of what you're used to. So you kind of find yourself just going through the motions and stepping off.
I guess I thought the surprise was part of it. It just seemed weird to me that it was in there, so I just cut it out because I didn't know what you wanted to see or didn't want to see. I just thought it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird, but I can understand after playing some of the first episode why they would do that, to give people who are into it an idea of where the story is going, because right now you don't have any idea.
if this doesn't get better, could it dampen the way that you feel about the first game?
No.
I just wonder with sometimes
no.
when they lose some of the charm that they had at first, you almost can it can be hard to remember the first game as charming because you're dislike the second or third one so much.
Yeah. No. I've never been that way. I always judge each one based on its merits.
January 24th. Four episodes. How many total do you know? Four or five?
I want to say three.
Oh, it's three episodes?
But that might not be right.
Yeah, I was thinking it was four, but I really wouldn't know. Might be
four.
Yeah, I don't see what it says here.
Five episodes.
Five, okay.
Five.
Oh, yeah, that does say. 2018 Gaming's Hall of Fame recipient is Xbox boss Bonnie Ross. The Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences, the AIAS, has announced that Bonnie Ross, a 24-year Microsoft veteran, perhaps best known for her work on Halo, will be introduced into the group's Hall of Fame.
Go Bonnie.
Yep, she joins people like Todd Howard, maybe you've heard of him, or Hideo Kojima, or Shigeru Miyamoto.
All people I've never heard of.
Gabe Newell, or Newell, some people like to say.
Gabe Ben Newell.
Right. Gabe. So, big deal, because she is the first female that is part of the AIAS Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Congrats, Bonnie. What's your favorite, Bonnie?
William Bonnie Jr.
What about Bonnie Hunt?
I don't mind Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah.
She's a decent actress.
What about Bonnie and Clyde?
No, I prefer Bonnie Hunt over Bonnie and Clyde. I think their story's kind of cool, but I don't think they're interesting as people.
Bonnie Hunt doesn't get enough love, I think.
Oh no, not at all.
Want to talk? Can we get some pictures of Bonnie Hunt up here? Let's see Bonnie Hunt.
Parenthood, the movie, not the TV show.
Yeah, good old Bonnie Hunt. Yep.
She's a good actress.
Shout out to Bonnie Hunt. She's not getting any awards, but we like her.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And shout out to Bonnie Ross. That's a big deal. This next story's on here because after all that, I wanted to feel good. I wanted to sign off on a good note.
After Backpack Kid?
Yeah, that story really got me going. There's another one that really pissed me off on here, too.
Which one was that?
I'm scrolling back up to see.
Oh, it was
The Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, the Spider-Man one.
That really chapped my ass. And then you add in the Backpack Kid stuff, and I was really fuming. And this is all the stories that were everywhere I went to. I'm like, fuck. I just am so tired of all this. But anyways, Halo Studio 343 Industries has announced a partnership with nonprofit Limitless. But it's like limb, like arm, like leg, arm and leg. Limitless, L-I-M-B, it's a good name. Limitless Solutions to provide a special Halo-themed prosthetic limbs for kids.
This is neat.
Yeah, as the studio explains in the blog post, Limitless Solutions is a prosthetic maker that specializes in rapid prototyping and 3D printing to make fully functional arms that can grip, gesture, all at a lower cost than many other prosthetics. Limitless donates the prosthetics free of charge, and the partnership with 343 is lending some Master Chief flavor to their options. Beginning sometime in 2019, those browsing the Limitless selections will be able to select prosthetics modeled after Master Chief's MK armor and a second multiplayer variant will also come out, giving them their own color customizations. One of our core missions here at the studio is to inspire heroes and deliver wonder. That's a weird, like, we show up to deliver wonder.
That's what I do everywhere I go.
So that's what their normal one looks like right there. The Master Chief one looks super good.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, look at that. It's the same thing, cool. Just painted up the right colors, but that looks
good. Yep.
If you were a kid,
you would want that, yeah.
That is super badass. And you needed one,
those would be the ones you wanted.
Mm-hmm. This is not the first time they have partnered. They also partnered with Marvel and did Iron Man prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
But this is cool. This is every time somebody shits on video games, I want to shove all the stories like this down their throats, because this is these stories exist everywhere. There's all kinds of stories like this.
All kinds of good stories, yeah.
Yeah. But that, it's cool. It was a good one to sign off for the holidays. People get so caught up in what they're getting and this and that. As like cliche as it sounds, it really should be about like giving and spending time with your family and whatnot.
That's what I do.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Look at that. That's so cool. Man, if you were a kid that in need and you're already, you know, you've already been through so much, that's fucking rad. That's the Iron Man one. That's fucking cool. I love companies like that. I also love that they donate everything. Like, they're not charging people.
Right.
I don't know. It's just cool. That's like the importance of things like 3D printer and printers and like low-cost CNC machines and stuff. They make all that possible.
Right.
That's cool. I like
that. Yeah, I've heard about a lot of like prosthetics being like created by 3D printers and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's an application that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's lightweight.
They do it for animals. They've done it for animals too.
Yeah, it's lightweight. It's low cost, and replacement parts are as simple as loading the file and printing another.
Right.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. That's gonna do it for us. Gonna do it for the news. Unless you have something you want to add.
I have nothing to add.
You can follow us at game_Stitch on Twitter. You can follow me at Podcast Ryan. You can follow Dan at Shirtless Dan. And oh, Gerald behind the glass there. You can follow him at Hoff and Show. Just like it sounds, Hoff and Show. Hoff N, Hoff, letter N, Show, without the W. So not like it sounds. HOFNSHO. Ours are just like it sounds.
That's true.
We had a dance going right here. Oh,
I know.
Cigar.
This
I
Under Siege is a good movie.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that at all. Oh, they blurred it out. What the hell? This has been our holiday episode. We hope you appreciate it. It's been all about Christmas. Or Christmas or Christmas.
Jesus Chris.
Yeah, Jesus Chris. If we did shirts, our new shirts would say Jesus Chris on them. And it'd just be some dude. It'd be some just token dude you don't know because his name's Chris.
Oh, we would get so lambasted by the religious right.
By the haters?
Yeah.
Haters gonna hate. Hate.
And players hate. Gonna play. Play.
That's what I'm gonna go do right now. Thanks for joining us. This has been episode 310. And we hope you do have a great holiday. No, you don't?
I do. Yes, okay. I do. You said we, so I really didn't require
I didn't know if you were
going to
be like, yes.
No,
have
you
a wonderful
said we,
holiday.
So I was like, okay, he's covering us. I don't have to say anything.
Good night to all and to all a good night. I didn't know what you were going to go with. I didn't know how festive you wanted to get. Because you can get pretty festive. So I didn't know.
I can get festive.
Yeah.
I can get festive.
Whoa. Did you hear that? I knocked a cup off.
I did.
I could edit that out, but why?
You guys want to do it this
You guys want
the
round.
End.
It landed straight up, though. It landed on its base, still sitting up.
Oh, that's cool. I've seen that on videos. On
it YouTube. Was just like that, only it was a total fucking accident. And I didn't do it. I just knocked it off. All right. That's going to do it for us. Episode 310. We'll be back next week. Remember, with our game of the year, we don't debate. We just we pick a few categories. We tell you what we like the most. And if you don't agree with it, we don't care.
Yep.
So.
That's true.
We get slot up in our DMs or get at us at game_Stitch. Let us know what you like, and we'll make our announcements next week.
Happy holidays and good night.